This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, we have to open with this story. One of my Facebook followers sent me this, and it actually has put me in one hell of a good mood. I actually really feel positive about my health now. I think I've been worried, being middle-aged, what's going to happen to me, and I thought, maybe my health is going to start to decline, God forbid. But then, this study had come out. Actually, it came out a little while ago, but it was brought to my attention yesterday, where a big butt actually is healthier for women. They say women with big butts are smarter and healthier. Now, that can explain why I got such a good SAT score. I mean, back in the day, I got a 1450. I could have done better, but I had my period that day. Long story. But I thought it was because genes. I thought it's because I tried to stick to a healthy diet. No. I started having a big tushy back then. So let's take a look at the science behind this. This comes out of Oxford. The University of Oxford has discovered that women with larger than average butts are not only increasingly intelligent, but also resistant to chronic illnesses. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. I don't like big butts. Personally, I don't. I can't stand my butt. But I think I'm starting to like it now. According to ABC News, the results found that women with bigger backsides tend to have lower levels of cholesterol and are more likely to produce hormones that metabolize sugar. That's interesting, because my doctor's always like, we need to shave a few pounds off. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I want to lower my cholesterol. They say, actually, that men like big butts. I don't really understand that. A lot of guys are like, oh, I like big butts. I really don't get that. We talked about the psychology behind a butt, and we talked about how, in caveman days, how butts could help in terms of shock absorbing. But sometimes in caveman days, if a butt was too big, that would impede fertility. So I think the average guy wants a medium-sized butt. Again, I can't speak for all guys or any guy, but I think there are it's like the Goldilocks, theory where, too small isn't good, too big isn't good, but just right. And I, again, from personal experience, I really wouldn't know because I don't think my butt has ever been just right. So anyway, they say having a big butt requires an excess of omega-3 fats. Now, omega-3 fats have been proven to catalyze brain development. I don't get that. My brain is already developed. I don't really see why I need any more omega-3s. So according to ABC News, Professor Konstantinos Manolopoulos, he's a study author, he says, women with more fat on the buttocks have lower levels of cholesterol and glucose. If you're going to have fat, better off if you have some fat in the lower body. People have been asking me, should I have a pear shape? Should I have an apple shape? I don't think you guys really have a lot of control over that. In my family, the women just have big butts. We just do. We also have big boobs. We also have big heads. We got big feet. We're just bigger women. It's because I have a lot of German and Austrian and Russian in me. And so we have, the women are kind of bigger, That's, And then, so, I mean, I'm allowed to say that. The Northern Europeans, the women are kind of big. That's why I'm kind of big, boned and big feet. I got size 10 feet. Size 10. You guys should see the boots I'm wearing. My boot, the foot part, is longer than the length of the boot. That's how big my feet are. So anyway, they say if you look at people who primarily have the pear shape, they're healthy in all the ways that this fat behaves. It's not just less heart attacks or less diabetes. It's all these ways we think about fat as an important organ for our health. So basically where they came up with this is they looked at 16,000 women's butts. And they found that, okay, they looked at 16,000 women, and my guess are the butts were part of what was being observed. And they said having a big butt also favors leptin levels. Now, leptin is a hormone responsible for regulating the weight. They also had better levels of dinopectina. We haven't talked about dinopectina. I think it's a dinosaur hormone. And that has anti-inflammatory, vascular protective, and anti-diabetic attributes. Dinopectina. I like that. That kind of sounds like a princess. So, the buttocks has adipose. And this adipose tissue will trap harmful fatty acids, which in turn causes cardiovascular disease. So our bigger butts are actually protecting fat from depositing in other parts of the body. Does anybody buy that? I don't buy it. But they say universities in California and Pittsburgh came to the same conclusion. Women with bigger butts, wide hips, and smaller waists may even have a longer life expectancy. Oh, my hips are wide. Yesterday, I was trying to get into a restaurant, and I knocked over someone's table and their food just because of my hip. Not the butt, the hip. So, can you surgically enhance your butt? And will that help your health? No. Study does not include fake butts or Brazilian butt lifts, they say. So, now what about being smarter? Well, I don't really see where they came up with that. You know, I don't know why your intelligence would be based on your butt. Because I know a lot of flat, tushied, you know, people. And I remember all the women professors that I had when I was, you know, younger. We didn't have a lot of women professors, but they're all skinny. And they didn't have much of a butt. So that's why I thought I was going to be in trouble. And to be honest, the more obese you are, the more weight you have, I think the more insulin resistance, and then the more sugar, so the more dopey you could get. So I would just really take this with a grain of salt. 1-877-DR-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's go to the phone lines. And some of you listen live. Some of you listen different times. And we have an answer line at 1-877-DOCDALI for you to put your questions. So let's go there. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello. Yeah, I was wondering if you could comment on the situation in San Francisco with all the junkies and the homeless. And I don't know if you're aware, but there's like a poop map because people are defecating in the streets, and they made a map of where all the fecal matter is in San Francisco. And I was kind of wondering if that was because, like, I don't know, could it break into typhoid or something down there or something like that? I just thought that'd be an interesting topic.
Yes. Okay. I did not see the poop map. I had no idea that there was a poop map. I was just in San Francisco. But you're right. You're right. There are some issues. You know, I had to look up the poop map. I haven't seen that yet, but I'm dying to. But there was a big, I guess, 20-pound bag of poop that they're still trying to figure out who left. I think they're, you know, checking DNA right now to figure out if it was human or animal feces. But apparently somebody dumped 20 pounds of poop in a bag on a corner in the tenderloin section, I guess. It was reported by the San Francisco Chronicle. But, you know, people joke about poop and people joke about, you know, this stuff. You're right. It's serious, especially like typhoid and all sorts of other infectious diseases that could spread. Homelessness is on the rise. It's been on the rise now for a while. And a huge jump that has been calculated since 2017. And so you wonder with the hepatitis A outbreaks that, you know, started in San Diego, that we heard in multiple areas, and, you know, a lot of these foodborne pathogens that we're getting in our vegetables and our fruit, etc. We just wonder if maybe we need to clean things up, not just at a micro level where we're micromanaging, but on a macro level. Now, I'm not saying the homeless population is responsible for all these foodborne illnesses, but if we're not being clean outside the restaurant, we're probably not being clean inside the restaurant or inside the store or inside the manufacturing warehouse. So it is a concern. So, you know, when I was in San Francisco, I didn't see as many homeless people as I do in Las Vegas. There are a lot of areas in Las Vegas where we have just hundreds of people who are homeless, and it's a shame. It's a real shame. And we drove around San Francisco a lot of the streets. We drove around a lot. And it seemed like over the last couple weeks, from what I hear, they, you know, started to mobilize and move people, but they don't have a lot of shelters. Apparently their mayor, a London Breed, I guess, has now proposed a one-time pledge of $1 million over the next two fiscal years to help fund the 37 city-supported homeless facilities. And that houses only 350 people. So that's not a lot, especially since the average big city has thousands of homeless people. So there's 37 homeless facilities in San Francisco, according to SmartCitiesDive.com, that house about 350 people. And that's according to the San Francisco Chronicle. They say this move, where he has pledged this $1 million, comes days after a coalition of nonprofits, tenant groups, and homelessness advocates collected enough signatures to secure an initiative on their November ballot. And if passed, would tax large businesses to pay for homeless services. They say the ballot measure asks voters to approve an average 0.5% tax increase on all companies' revenue that exceeds $50 million annually. They believe that initiative would raise an estimated $300 million a year for homeless housing and services, which is nearly double what the city currently spends. Okay, again, this is where I don't like the idea of penalizing and taxing and, you know, all right, we'll just tax the wealthy businesses, we'll just tax the wealthy businesses. Why not instead incentivize businesses to build a shelter, incentivize businesses to hire homeless people? I really don't understand the thinking of local government and sometimes federal government. I just don't get that. Let's just tax everybody, and then we'll use that money for the homeless population. Well, haven't they been doing that already? Aren't cities already taxing the hell out of the big corporations? And we still have homeless issues. So either A, the money's not going where it's supposed to, or B, it's just not enough money. And we have more and more people becoming homeless. But the idea of, okay, we'll just raise more taxes, we'll just raise more taxes. We need to really incentivize these big companies. There's a lot of big companies up in San Francisco or any city to create shelters, create jobs, create medical centers. They could have their name on it. they could get some free advertising at a sports game. Like, okay, for example, I was watching the Golden Knights did amazing. The Golden Knights are a hockey team, right? It's their debut year, just absolutely blew, you know, smashed records. True, we didn't win, but that's okay. All right? Didn't win the Stanley Cup, but that's all right. We still, you know, made it to the playoffs and the finals, and we did amazing. And I'm watching, and you see the same ads, you know, along the side. So people pay a lot for that advertising, and I get that. Well, why not make a deal with one of these, you know, stadiums, okay, or arenas, that whoever builds a homeless shelter and funds it, they will get some free advertising at the arena. What about newspaper? What about TV? You know, if a station, you know, gives a free commercial to anybody that puts in $200,000 into the homeless shelter, people are getting something out of it. When you tax people, just raise taxes, it doesn't really cause an investment into the city. And you bet your butt if Smith and Smith Law Firm, let's say, is putting money into the shelter, they're going to want to make sure it still stays upright and good because their name's on it. People want to own and be a part of and get credit for the millions of dollars they spent. And there's tons of ways to do that. I think we just need to kind of revamp our approach. So what has been going on in San Francisco? Well, we're hearing that there's needles, poop. Apparently there's been 44,000 complaints of encampments, human waste, and needles this year. They say within 153 blocks in downtown, NBC Bay Area revealed 300 piles of feces, 100 drug needles, and trash on every block. Now, remember a big concern we had with the hepatitis A outbreak that was killing homeless people? Feces spreads germs, just like typhoid, you know, a whole variety of things. Typhoid is a bacteria called Salmonella typhi, not the Salmonella that we're hearing with these food outbreaks. But Salmonella gets passed on from contaminated food and drinking water. There's about 5,700 cases in the U.S. Many people contract it globally, maybe bring it back, etc. You could treat it with antibiotics if you catch it early, but it can be fatal. And it can be spread by contact of feces. So we have a variety of diseases that could be spread in some of the most amazing cities out there. And these homeless people just are, unfortunately, the most vulnerable because they're already immunocompromised, they're not eating healthy, and they're out in the cold, and San Francisco is cold. What was it Mark Twain said? The coldest winter he ever spent was a summer day in San Francisco? Whatever. It's cold up there. So you already have local businesses starting to suffer. You have, you know, reviews at local restaurants and hotel service saying, you know, visitors are like, this is the stuff we saw outside the place. This is an issue. So why don't city people get together? But just taxing, I don't think is the answer, because where does the money go? 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
Thank you. This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
We have so many companies moving back to the United States now, and what we need is talented people, people that have knowledge and people that know how to use those incredible machines. You don't learn overnight, right? And what you're doing here is a great example. A lot of people are studying it.
Some of the comments from President Trump and Ivanka Trump as they visit Iowa, where the president is leading a discussion on developing America's workforce. Now, after that discussion, the president is heading to Illinois, where he's going to celebrate the expected return of 800 American steel jobs. Today, Congressman Jim Jordan announced he is running for Speaker of the House. Congressman Matt Gaetz reacted to the news.
If Jim Jordan were Speaker of the House, we'd be winning so much we'd be tired of winning. Jim Jordan is a fighter for the middle class. He is an excellent communicator of the conservative principles. And now that he's running for Speaker, I'm going to do everything I can to convince my colleagues to join me in voting for him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Is your computer slowing down?
Yep, I guess I need a new one.
Wait before you waste your money on a new computer. Go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that could be putting your privacy at risk. Unwanted pop-ups, errors, or spam not only slow your computer down, they may allow third parties to track your activities. Go to MyCleanPC.com for a free computer diagnostic. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jesus asks if we could talk about shopping addicts and compulsive shopping. He goes into a little story about his wife, how his wife is at work. She shops online. He doesn't like the credit card bills. And this is a story, and probably that, I think, hits home to a lot of us. We fall victim to these ads, the Amazon Prime Day we just had, right? Was there like an Amazon Prime Day? I'm not even an Amazon Prime customer, and I still went on the Amazon site. Let's talk about how to tell if you're a shopping addict. Well, very easy. Okay, yeah, there's probably a whole list of criteria, but do you have stuff at your home, in your closet, that you recently bought, that you either A, don't need, B, haven't even opened from the package, still in the box, or C, already have 2-3 of the same thing? then yeah, you're probably a shopping addict. It's that simple. It doesn't take much to be labeled a compulsive shopper or to become addicted to online shopping. It doesn't take much. Just like it doesn't take much to be addicted to your cell phone. Most of us are addicted to our cell phones. We don't want to be labeled that. Oh, don't say. Don't say that. I'm not addicted to anything. Yeah, you're probably addicted to your cell phone. We did this. We created a society that now becomes addicted to stuff more than we used to. Now, you have some people out there. I know there's some people going, nope, don't touch it. I could live without my phone. I go without my phone for days. That's good. You're not the norm. The average person out there can't live without their phone. I found myself thanking the Lord in a prayer that I had my phone in my purse. We were on vacation. I had a bunch of pictures from Comic-Con on it. And I couldn't find my phone for a split second. Saw that it was in my purse. And I said, thank God. And I actually found myself praying to God, thanking Him that I had my phone. What is wrong with that? I should be saving prayers for when we really need them. Thanking the Lord that we didn't get into a car accident. Thanking the Lord that the breast lump wasn't cancerous. And I am wasting prayers on my smartphone? That's a problem. And I don't have an addictive personality, except for chocolate. In fact, I had a candy bar on break, so I do have a problem with chocolate. But I don't care about gambling. I don't care about alcohol. I don't care about tobacco. Definitely don't do drugs. Sex, I can sleep. Not addicted to anything. Except if I see some chocolate, I have to eat it. But I could go days without chocolate. That's fine. But not my phone. So for those of you who do shop online, you really do need to stop and take a look at yourself and figure out if you could be addicted. Now, I know a lot of people go, no, because once you diagnose me, then I have it. If you call me an addict, if you label me, then I'm done for. No, you're not. Isn't with Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, admitting you have a problem is half the work, you know, or half the cure? You need to identify if you compulsively shop. You know, when we talk about diets and losing weight, we teach you, depending on what diet plan you do, to make you aware of your bad habits. All right? Because if you don't think you have bad habits, you just keep doing them. And you need to be aware, okay, stop sitting when you watch TV. Get up and do some arm circles or do some Kegels or do some leg lifts. Sitting is a bad habit to do while binging on TV shows. You know, you just grabbed a second donut. Stop that. And yeah, nobody likes negativity. Nobody likes negative reinforcement, but the stuff works. So, here we are. We're working at work. Some of these computers actually allow ads to pop up while you're sneaking off to Google. Oh, even when I'm at work, I have Google on one of my windows. I have Facebook on one of my windows, absolutely. And then all of a sudden, I see a dress. Or I see a bra. Or I see toilet paper. And I'm like, oh, I need that. Thank you for reminding me. I'm thanking my computer for reminding me that I need that. We aren't even doing shopping lists anymore. Oh, our computer will tell us. I just bought some stuff from Walmart. It said reorder items. It was so convenient. I could just click on the cat food, on the dog food, on the toilet paper. I could just click on whatever I need. I could reorder all. I think there's a button where you could just say reorder all. They make it easy on purpose. They learn you. You know? There was some, I guess, Viagra you know, ad that just kept popping up on our computer at home. I'm like, how do they know? They know. They learn us. They learn us? Is that they learn? Yeah. That I think actually that is grammatically correct. It has to be in England, but it's grammatically correct. They learn us. So, what to do? How do you stop yourself? Well, one is you need to max your credit card. Now, I'm not saying max your credit card by if you have $10,000 to spend that, but you need to have a designated credit card that is only for your online shopping. You don't get to use any other credit card. And that credit card, you have a limit on there. You can even ask the credit card company to stop any purchase beyond that. Decline it. So if your budget is $500 a month for online shopping, you have to stay within that budget. If not, that credit card doesn't work. Now, for people who are very, very heavily addicted, okay, they'll find another credit card, they'll work a second job, I mean, they'll do what it takes. But if you think you're starting to, we're talking about the people that aren't there yet, but they're falling into that, you know, trap, have limits on your credit card. Also have limits on the computer. Stop the ads. There are little buttons you could push where you stop those ads. I do not need a new bathing suit. I keep getting ads for new bathing suits. In fact, I actually do. I don't know how they figured that out. They knew I need, probably they saw me in my other bathing suit going, girl, please, get one a little bigger, please. So I'm getting these ads for bigger bathing suits. I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, stop the ads. If you are going online, okay, you need to also work on your online compulsiveness and your online addiction. You may be addicted to being online. And so shopping is just par for the course. It just comes with it, coincidentally. So your Facebook, have your 5 minutes of Facebook a day. Or if you want to split your 5 minutes of Facebook to 1 minute at a time, five times a day, do that. Have your alarm go off. And you've done your Facebook. You've read your feeds. You've done your posts. You're done. Your news. You have your 30 minutes of news. Get that done. Get that out of the way. You're done. And then get off before you go shopping. And then the other thing you could do is incentivize. For every day you don't spend money, okay, put $5 in a jar. By the end of that month, you'll have $150. $5 in the jar. Incentivize yourself. Reward yourself. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Manny working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So there were worms frozen during the Ice Age about 42,000 years ago. And these worms apparently have been brought back to life by scientists. This is huge. They should have been dead. They're 42,000-year-old nematodes. They say worms frozen in permafrost for 42,000 years have sprung back to life. Scientists were able to coax the two roundworms back to life after thawing the ice that had imprisoned them since the era of woolly mammoths. They say the experiment could provide a breakthrough in the fields of astrobiology and cryonics, since it demonstrates the ability of multicellular organisms to survive long-term. Now, cryonics, not cryogenics, but cryonics, is like the gap between science fiction and reality, according to Daily Mail. And it's what a lot of movies have been romanticizing, because people want to think that they could be frozen and then wake up later and be alive generations later. What was that movie with Mel Gibson where he was a crash pilot in the 40s and then his fiancée supposedly died and then he was frozen? Yeah, okay. So there's been tons of movies on this, and we all think about it, and we all kind of fantasize about it, going, okay, that'd be cool, you know. I'd love to, you know, be around in the year 3000. Freeze me. Problem is I don't know when to have that done. I still want to live my life. Yeah, I'm thinking, well, maybe when I'm 90, but do I really want to be 90? Coming back out there, you know, not being able to, you know, jump on the flying cars and the, you know, hoverboards and, yeah. So, they say the end goal is to keep people on ice for centuries at a time, long enough to allow for long-term interplanetary exploration. Oh, I don't want to be on another planet. So these nematodes, all right, the roundworms, were coaxed back to life in little petri dishes in a laboratory at the Institute of Physical, Chemical, and Biological Problems of Soil Science near Moscow. Biological problems of soil science. They actually have a, yeah. I wonder if that was a translational thing. Russian researchers worked with geoscientists from Princeton, and they analyzed more than 300 frozen worms to find suitable candidates. And according to researchers, only two were shown to contain viable nematodes. One of those was found in permafrost near the Alazaya River back in 2015. They think it was younger, around 41,700 years old. Oh, just a baby. The other was taken in 2002 from a prehistoric squirrel burrow in Duvani Yar, I guess near the Kolyma River. You guys that know more geography than I do. And this one was a real baby, only 32,000 years old. So they say the location is close to the site of Pleistocene Park, which is an experimental project seeking to recreate the Arctic habitat of the extinct woolly mammoth. Both sites are in Yakutia, which is the coldest region of Russia. So you see the scientists all happy. So what is cryonics? Well, they say it's the deep freezing of a body to negative 321 degrees Fahrenheit, or for those of you that are into Celsius, 196 degrees Celsius. Now, antifreeze compounds have to be injected into the corpse to stop the cells being damaged. Remember how we talked about these frozen embryos? You need to take the water out so it doesn't freeze and expand and lyse the cells, because ice expands. So two main organizations that carry this out is Alcor in Arizona and the Cryonics Institute in Michigan. And so the process can only take place once the body has been declared legally dead, ideally because of the 2 minutes of the heart stopping. So this is what they would want to do on people, but no more than 15 minutes. So if you're going to die, you have to die around where they are. After 15 minutes, it may not work. The body must be packed in ice, injected with chemicals to reduce blood clotting, because you're not moving. And at the cryonics facility, it's cooled to just above 0 degrees Celsius, and then the blood is replaced with a solution to preserve organs. Now, I'm not sure why we're jumping the gun thinking we could do this on humans when it was just roundworms. But to me, there's some process that freezing is doing that's stopping metabolism, causing cells to not need continuous oxygenation, movement, fluids, nutrients. If we could take something 41,000 years old and make it alive again. You know, that's why these eggs can be frozen for years. You freeze it. It doesn't need to be fed. It doesn't need nutrients. It doesn't need, you know, the constant flow of oxygen. They're able to be frozen in time. It's a concept that goes against every scientific, I guess, fiber of how things work and how things live. You need to move. There can't be stasis. There has to be permeability. There has to be aeration. There has to be constant flow of fluids. There has to be purpose. There has to be a drive. And to be frozen in time and tens of thousands of years later brought back to life, that's crazy. Now, nematodes may not have a soul. So the other issue people are concerned about is, okay, well, maybe you'll get a human heart to start beating again. But what about memories? What about somebody's ethics? What about somebody's, you know, heart, somebody's affinity for something? Are you going to be able to recapture that? So, you know, at this point, this is really, really big news, but nothing that I think we can actually, translate to in terms of humans. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you're going to see another story about how Mars has found evidence of liquid water. Now, that confuses me because if it's not liquid water and it's solid, then call it ice. Or if it's vapor, then call it vapor. So I really don't understand why we have all this liquid water headline. But apparently, BBC says a liquid water lake is revealed on Mars. So just call it water. Okay? I don't know. And they believe that the lake sits under the planet's solar or south polar ice cap. I think it's about 12 miles across. They found possible signs in the past of intermittent liquid water flowing onto Mars' surface. But this could be the first sign of a persistent body of water. As you know, a bunch of people want to live on Mars in colonies. This could make this a little more possible. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you. Every single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.